Next item is review and discussion of the rules of procedure of the county council. And there's also a copy of the current rules at your desk. This is really just an FYI at this point. As you know, at the end of each year, the county reviews its current rules of procedure, and at the beginning of each year's meeting, when we form the council leadership, we make appointments. We also approve the calendar year rules of procedure, so next year, 2018 rules of procedure. Over the years, we've made some minor changes to the rules, and most of it's based on experience from the year prior. This year, we have two items that I have circled, and I wanted to make note of for your understanding. We're not proposing any changes today. What we would like to do is work with legal counsel and over the next several weeks and provide a updated rules of procedure for your review and then adoption on the first meeting in 2018. I'll start with, let's see. I'd like to go in order here. I've highlighted in yellow the two items that we have looked at. And I say we, I'm speaking of legal counsel. Mr. Moore and Mr. Robertson have been helpful in the past on these issues. Rule 10, page 7, involving ordinances. I've highlighted this. We want to make sure that we have a clear understanding of how ordinances can be written and introduced here at County Council. There's not really too much issue with Rule 10 right now, but we do want to make sure that we are clear and within Del Code. Delaware Code is very clear that any member of County Council can introduce an ordinance in writing at a duly constituted meeting. What we want to make sure that we're clear of is it's traditionally been the practice to discuss the ordinance and introduce the ordinance nearly at the same time, as well as the drafting of the ordinance. We don't think, I believe Mr. Moore, we don't believe 10-1 and 10-2 contradict each other, but we do want to make sure that we are clear that council members have the authority and ability to introduce ordinances at any meeting, and also who is instructed to draft those ordinances. So we will look at that ordinance, that rule 10. Okay. The second one that we have this year that we're being asked to look at is on page 10, rule 16.A, appointments to the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Board of Adjustment. It's my understanding that the county enacted this rule 16A a few years ago, several years ago, so that we had a system or process procedure to appoint new members to the Planning and Zoning Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Board of Adjustment as spelled out here. What is a little unclear in the way the rule is written is what to do as it relates to what Del Code says the county's requirements are for the appointment of members on these two bodies. Del Code is very explicit. It says during the month of June of each year in which a term of any member thereto appointed by the county government expires, the county government shall appoint members to the commission. And they also relate commission to board. That's the same. What this says in general terms, every year that a term is set to expire in June, the council should take action to either vote to reappoint or appoint a new member to fill those positions. That's not been our practice, and I would say we need to probably adjust our practice. And as a result of that, we also probably need to adjust our rules of procedure to clearly understand what is expected of the council as it relates to the appointments on these two bodies. A little bit of housekeeping, but before we put these before you, January 2nd, I think, is our first meeting. Wanted to give you a heads up.
Mr. Mike, real quick.
Mr. Arlett.
Does the state code address Rule 16.A as it did, 10? Rule 10? Does the code address that?
But the Delaware Code indicates, as Mr. Lawson indicated, that during the month of June that the council shall appoint the new members. The reason for the 16A and 1 was a few years ago council as new people. Maybe there was a vacancy and wanted an ability for, instead of a council person just coming in, giving a name, that name be voted on, and no one knew who they were. This set up a process where they were able to be vetted publicly, and all the other council members would know them. So we did not go any further at that time and state what happened to reappointments. It was just addressing that specific issue. The Delaware Code addresses what should occur for the to reappoint.
Yeah, shall's about as strong as a word as you
shall
can get.
Shall is mandatory.
Coming from the legal mind, right?
Yes.
Any more questions from council?
So stay tuned. We'll have updated, edited version for your review prior to the second, and then we will take action on the second to adopt the new rules of procedure for 2018.
Thank you.
All right, last item is our administrator's report for December 5th, 2017, item number one. Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 34th annual Caroling on the Circle last night, Monday, December 4th. We had a very successful night with hundreds of carolers, and thus far have collected nearly 24,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We'd like to remind everyone that the county is continuing to collect items until the end of the year and will continue to distribute these goods to our local food pantries. We want to thank all of our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping to collect the food over the last month and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a great success. Item two, the Sussex County Council will begin its deliberation on the Comprehensive Land Use Plan beginning tomorrow, Wednesday, December 6, 2017, at 10 a.m. right here in the Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Lastly, the Sussex County Council will schedule an additional meeting on Tuesday, January 16, 2018. Originally, the council was scheduled to be off that date. However, due to the power failure last week, council needs to reschedule the hearing for the proposed ordinance related to special events. January 16th is the first available date. It's anticipated that that public hearing for the proposed ordinance will be scheduled in the morning of the 16th.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
William Paff, Economic Development Loan Fund presentation. Come on down.